The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis makes a statement. Tefillin yesh lehem bedika vein nichem ela min amumcha. And Rashi explains that what does the Gemara mean to say? That a person could check the tefillin if they were written properly, and therefore that's why yesh lehem bedika. However, still the halacha is they should only be poured from a mumcha, from an expert, from a Talmud Chacham, who knows that the halacha is that the klaf has to be made l'shma, and therefore you have to buy it from such an individual who will know that. However, Svarim and Mezuzas, says the Gemara, according to Rashi's interpretation, nichem mikol adam, because they don't require ibud l'shma. So we don't need to be concerned. We don't need to be concerned for that. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the reason we don't buy the tefillin min a hedyot, even though they can be expected, is because it's a gnai to open up the tefillin to check them. And the Achronim, one of the Achronim I saw, the Divrei Yirmiyahu, explains, what does Tosfos mean? Why is it a gnai? He says a mezuzah, when you're checking your mezuzah, or a Sefer Torah, when you're checking your Sefer Torah, they don't lose their kedusha. There's still a Sefer Torah, there's still a mezuzah. However, when we speak about tefillin, when you open up the tefillin, they lose the kedusha. Tefillin that are not in the tefillin box, if you're taking out the parashas to check them, are in tefillin, and we're not supposed to do anything to cause them to lose that level of kedusha. Another explanation that the Shita gives is that tefillin are difficult to check. You have to open up the tefillin, and then you're going to have to sew them back again, and therefore Chazal didn't require a bedika. Mashenkein svarim mezuzas, and that's why, because Chazal did not require a bedika, they said be careful at the beginning when you buy those tefillin that you should buy them only min amumcha, that you know you have good kosher tefillin. Whereas tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah don't involve, not as difficult to check. So you're going to always be able to check them. And since you're always going to be able to check them, so therefore we're not so strict about whom you buy it from in the first place. The Maral has a different pshat. He says, tefillin, mezuzahs, and Sifrei Torah, as we just said, can be somewhat easily checked. So therefore, the person who sells them is careful to make sure that he sells them kosher, because he knows he may get caught if he does the proper thing. Tefillin, they may take more liberty with, because they know people aren't going perhaps to check their tefillin as often as they ought, check their tefillin, and therefore make sure that you buy it min amumcha. The Chassam Sofer, in the Shaals of Chus Chassam Sofer, Ohr Chaim Simen Vav, explains why doesn't Rashi agree with Tosfos Pshat that it's difficult, for whatever reason we gave explanation, to check the tefillin, and that's why tefillin are different than the Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. So he explains that Rashi holds that when we see a pair of tefillin, we have a chazaka that who write tefillin only mumchem. And Memela, we don't, Rashi didn't want to agree with Tosfos, because we don't need to be concerned of any other concern. So based on Tosfos, it seems that one should not check tefillin unless there's a reason to be concerned that something happened to the tefillin. Even though the Prima Godim says Hamaber lived a kareza meshubach, the Achronim say that the Prima Godim is referring before you put the tefillin into, given the explanation we gave earlier. It's talking about a case that you didn't put the tefillin, the parashas into the batim. But once you put the parashas into the batim, even the Prima Godim will agree that you should not necessarily check them all the time. Ask Tosfos that the Gemara Masechta Erevin, this is all in Tosfos, the very masculine tefillin, that the Gemara Masechta Erevin daf tzadik zayin amud aleph says haloikeich tefillin min hashuk boikin achas achas. So from there we see that we do check the tefillin. So Tosfos answers that there it's talking about a case where you bought tefillin from somebody who's not a mumcha. So since you have tefillin and you bought them from an individual that who's not a mumcha, let's say there was no mumcha available, so there you should check it because otherwise you won't know if your tefillin are kosher. Tosfos also quotes a mechilta that brings a machloikis of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That according to Beis Hillel, the pasuk says, "V'shemratas achuka azois miyomim yomima." Here it says the words miyomim yomima, and there's another pasuk, "Miyomim tia gulasoi." It's talking about when you're sold different properties. The Torah says you have up to a year to buy it back. Says Beis Hillel, Magid shetzarach lidda tefillin achas liyud Beis Chodesh. You have to check your tefillin every year. According to Beis Shammai, you don't have to check your tefillin. So Tosfos asks, here the Mechilta is quoting Beis Hillel, who we always follow his opinion, that you're supposed to check your tefillin annually. And here Tosfos is saying that you don't check your tefillin. Says Tosfos that we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that mechilton. And therefore, even though the mechilta says that way, that's not the halacha that we paskin. Even though Tosfos does quote a different Rishon, the Shemusha Rabba, who says that just like by mezuzahs, he's supposed to check them twice every 7 years, so too, tefillin should be checked twice every 7 years. According to Tosfos, you're not supposed to do that. So Tosfos explains that when the Shemusha Rabba says you check the tefillin twice in 7 years, it doesn't mean an internal inspection, opening up the tefillin. It means an external inspection, which doesn't take away from the kedusha of the tefillin, checking that the batim are in shape. And the Mefarshim, the Rosh, already explains why is there a difference between the tefillin and the mezuzahs. Since the mezuzah is open to the elements, we need to be more concerned that they got that something might have happened to them versus the tefillin, that we don't have that concern. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Eirich Chaim, Simen Lamites, Sif Yud, says the Shulchan Aruch, tefillin shehuchzuk b'kashrus, if we have a pair of tefillin that has cheskas kashrus, einam tzricha b'dikal oilam, we never need to check them. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, that there's a chazaka. The chazaka is that they're kosher. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'im einam anichim el leprakim, if you don't wear them all the time, so we have to be concerned that something might, they might have gotten moldy or whatever, says the Mishnah Berurah, then tzrichim bedika pamayim b'shvua. Says the Ramah, v'im if there's a circumstance that you think maybe you should check your tefillin, but you can't find somebody to do it, you can't find somebody that will open them and then close them up properly, leave them the way they are without a bedika. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't see anything wrong, even though maybe you feel that you should check your tefillin, but if you don't really see anything wrong, you could continue wearing them, without and continue making a bracha. Moreover, if something happened to your tefillin, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say chas v'shalom they fell into water or whatever, under those circumstances, of course, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should check. You're obligated to check your tefillin. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, Zatzal, and Dalicha Shlomo Perik Dalad Ois Lamed Vov says that the tefillin that we have nowadays are stronger than the tefillin that they had in those days. They're made out of stronger leather, or whatever. And therefore, unless they fell into water or they were exposed to the sun or something like that, we could be more lenient in certainly not checking the tefillin. However, the Mata Afrayim in Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Katan Gimel says that as well, that the minig is of Anshe Maisa, that they check their tefillin and mezuzahs every year, Chodesh Elul, or certainly at the minimum, says the Chayi Adam, twice in 7 years. Certainly, say the Paiskim, that let's say you're buying your tefillin, You get tefillin by Yerusha. Somebody gets tefillin from a grandparent or from a tzaddik, and those tefillin weren't worn for a while. There's an absolute obligation to have those tefillin checked before somebody starts to wear them and be mekayim the mitzvah on a daily basis.